much to the speakers for two very interesting, thought-provoking presentations. I just wanted to try and contextualise some of the things slightly, because I think in as much as we're reflecting back on the workshop we had last year on international passenger transport by rail and the report from that, I think it is just worth flagging a couple of important points for that we shouldn't forget. I want us to be proportionate in our thinking. My first point really is that while I think high speed is very important, in fact, when you look at the data, in relation to international passenger rail, it so far failed to make a major impact on rail's market share. What it may have done is abstract a certain amount of local or more traditional classic services, traffic from classic services, but we've still got a long way to go until we have a major impact from high speed. So given that, I think one needs to address two underlying issues and not forget them at any time. Chair, you are well aware of the fourth integrated report from the Intergovernmental Platform on International Passenger Rail. And indeed, I've just been looking back at that report of the fourth integrated report, and I noticed in page 13 a very clear statement, which I think one would be wrong ever to forget. It says, research evidence suggests that many potential passengers are deterred from using rail for international travel, even if they found ways of accessing the information necessary to plan their cross-border journey, because they fear the effects of disruption and delay on the validity of the tickets that they hold. I said when I spoke on our first workshop to this session that finding a way of ensuring that people could complete their journeys irrespective of the operator they were travelling with, irrespective of the place in Europe they were, irrespective of the tickets they held, but they could get their planned destination in event of delays and cancellations with the assurance that they didn't have to pay extra, is really important. And I'm delighted that CIT has made some initial progress in moving towards journey continuation. But I suspect that along with the failure of the European rail sector to cope adequately with the challenges of ticketing, booking, planning tickets, planning journeys, journey continuation is the other great elephant in the room, to use a strange, and I've always had difficulty with it, a strange expression. So ticketing and journey continuation would be right up on my list. And then the other one I would draw attention to, and anyone who's tried to make international journeys will be aware of this, is the last mile element, or the first mile element, the interchange, the connections with the initial part of the journey or the end part of the journey. And even if you've got high speed for the middle part of the journey, as long as you have complex systems of border controls, as long as you have inadequate metro services and regional services, when you look at the data, that is where one of the major challenges arises. So long live high speed rail, but long live high speed rail along with proper booking, ticketing, planning services, and with journey continuation arrangements, because these are all one whole. To make a journey, you've got to think in holistic terms. But thank you very much for the presentation, because I think they're really, really interesting. But they aren't the answer, and high speed in itself is not an end in itself. Thank you.